officials from South Sudan's Health Ministry, the United Nations Children Agency, UNICEF, the World Food Program, and the Food and Agriculture Organization say they are working to ensure children have access to nutritious food. The officials made the remarks at a recent food expo in the capital, Juba. The expo was organized to study how to improve access to food for young children, strengthen community structures, and share experiences for processing local foods. Rita John Dimitri is a senior nutrition inspector at South Sudan's National Health Ministry.
When you come to nutrition actually in this country, we are doing well in treatment of malnutrition, but not in prevention. So to prevent malnutrition, we have to work hard in the quality of the diet of the children that they are taking. Therefore, that's why we are here. And we are doing this food expo.
Before the expo, the nutrition cluster, which brings together officials from the health ministry and aid agencies, reached out to stakeholders in various sectors to build interest in showcasing their work on improving food systems for young children. Alex Kiwesi is a program director at Hold the Child, a national organization that is focusing on how to make healthy food for children rather than treating malnutrition.
We identified fish as a superfood, which is available almost everywhere. And so we decided to experiment around different versions of fish that appeal to different communities. And what has cut out is powder appeals to all of everybody. It's easy to transport and store and all the other things. So we started producing fish powder. And when we began to do that, we began to relate with different recipes. And so with the communities, we've improved the recipes with an addition of fish powder.
Natemo William Lewis is a nutrition manager at the Catholic Medical Mission Board, or CMMB, operating in Western Equatoria and Central Equatoria states. CMMB sees goat herds as a tool for boosting nutrition.
The goat's distribution, of course, and it will enhance the diet for children in terms of like looking at the value, the animal proteins. And with animal proteins, that has been something lacking for us. You know, that has been something lacking. And with the goats will really help increase their protein levels for children, because malnutrition, if you don't break the cycle in the first 1,000 days, which is from conception to 2 years, if you don't break it, it becomes chronic.
Kennedy Chandiga is the head of programs at National Nonprofit Group Action for Development, or AFOD, which provides essential services for vulnerable people in Eastern Equatoria, Central Equatoria, and Western Bahr al-Ghazal states. He says the organization has been working to ensure South Sudanese are food secure since 2011.
AFOD is engaging the community to ensure that the community have access to seeds for the pumpkin and access to feed, sensitizing them on the importance of the pumpkin, because pumpkin is in nutrient dense. Now we thought it wise as an organization to complement this with the animal protein of giving chicken to all beneficiaries, to ensure that the eggs, which has a lot of proteins for the child development, is added to their diet, to ensure that they have nutritious food. And that is the only way malnutrition can be reduced in South Sudan.
The Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Report, released in September, projects that 1.65 million children aged 5 and below in South Sudan are expected to suffer from malnutrition between July 2023 and June 2024. The IPC is a global partnership that assesses food security around the world to help government and aid organizations address needs. The report says 72% of malnourished South Sudanese children are expected to be in Jonglei, Northern Bahr al-Ghazal, Upper Nile, Unity, and Warab states. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai, reporting from Juba.